We've received lots of mail about our interview with Florida Governor Charlie Crist concerning his state's primary. Problems started when the Democratic National Committee told Florida that if they moved up the date of the primary, its delegates wouldn't count at the presidential nominating convention. As a result, the candidates all pledged not to campaign there. In the end, Hillary Clinton won 50% of the vote, and now Governor Crist is lobbying for the delegates to be included. This is from Patricia Pettijohn of St. Petersburg, Florida.
Of course, we don't want to be disenfranchised, she writes. Neither do we want to see the election handed to Hillary on the basis of her name recognition, rather than informed dialogue on the issues. We want a do-over.
And Michael Cusick of Boca Raton writes, when we choose to break the rules, we have to pay the consequences. This is what we teach our children and our felons. I abstained from making a presidential preference since it was moot. I can read. Can't the governor?
Randy Minnick of Porterville, California, was not impressed by the music we reviewed yesterday. I listened to the report on the group Vampire Weekend, he says. I listened and listened and listened as Meredith Oakes lauded some band somewhere who was supposed to be great. The reporting was great, but this band needs to go back to the cave and hang upside down in the dark. What junk.
You can write to us by going to npr.org and choosing Contact Us from the top of the page.